This is Bigger Pockets Daily. Get ready for a bite-sized guide to building wealth through real estate. BiggerPockets.com offers the world's biggest real estate investing forum and thousands of blog articles like the one I'm about to share. We bring you these in audio form because you can't read when you're riding your bike or building a deck. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. Two unique ways you can fund your kids' college with real estate, by Liz Zach. Got kids? Then eventually you'll, most likely, also have college bills. And spoiler alert, they will be big. While it's certainly not a parental requirement, footing the college bill, or any part of it, and allowing your kids to graduate debt-free is an enormous gift you can give them, one of the biggest you can ever give. Conventional savings vehicles like 529s are amazing tax-free withdrawal vehicles, but they're not the only way to get to the finish line. You can also use your real estate investing superpower to build the college trove, and you don't need to have started saving in utero. But that helps too. Here are two ways to fund college with real estate, whether you're starting early or maybe a little bit later. Number one, starting early. Buy a single-family home when they're born. All right, so each kid gets their own home. Quote-unquote gets. Put 20% down, buy something reasonable and steady, and rent it out. This is base hit, not home run time. So you have almost 20 years for the thing to appreciate and pay it off, after all. Then you can do one of two things: squirrel away the yearly cash flow in a 529 or another tax-deferred vehicle to pay for school, or keep, reinvest the cash, and 18 years later, sell that house entirely and likely have more than enough to pay the bills and then some because of your smart focus on appreciation. Boom! Or even better, and more generous. Use the cash flow you've socked away for two decades to fund college. Then, just transfer the ownership of the single-family home to your college kid when they graduate. Work with your legal team to buy it initially in a trust or maybe an LLC where your kids are already named, so you don't got to pay that dumb transfer tax. Now you've gifted them their first income stream before they even have their first W-2. Imagine that. Of course, you'll have to teach them how to handle all this revenue, how to save it, maybe even reinvest it, so your gift pays massive dividends. Do this for every kid, and you'll set them up for massive success. Number two, if you're starting later, house hack in their college town. All right, get this. You might need to rely on your 529 or other savings with this strategy to fund the first year of college, since you probably won't be able to predict where they're going to enroll in advance anyway. But once they decide, turn on that house hack engine. Sometime during your kid's first year that you already have paid with your 529, buy a duplex or house with multiple bedrooms in their college town, but make sure it's someplace that kids actually want to live, close to campus and amenities. Your child can also help you advise on this. Then, when your kid is allowed to move out of the dorms, move them and their respectful, well-behaved friends into the rental. One bedroom per kid. Collect reasonable rent from the friends and or from the tenants in the other half of the duplex, and enjoy free room and board for your child while using the proceeds to pay the rest of their college bills. Boom goes the dynamite. If your child is really good at finding roommates and keeping an eye on repairs, offer to provide them with a little bit extra spending money in exchange for basic property management. Some universities will eventually allow you to declare in-state residency after a little bit, if they're going to college out of state, of course, which will save you even more on your bills. And then 4 years later, decide whether you want to keep the original college house or rinse and repeat wherever they've decided to go to graduate school. Pretty cool stuff. That's today's show. We'll see you tomorrow. But in the meantime, keep listening to more educational real estate content with one of our top-rated audiobooks at biggerpockets.com/audiobooks. Each audiobook is a masterclass, if I dare say. Whether you're a rental property investor, a short-term rental host, a flipper, an agent, or a private lender, you'll find a captivating audiobook to propel you to success. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.